Well, hello everyone. How are you doing on this positive Thursday? I'm your host, Zuri Flower. I hope all of you are having a super blessed day. And for those of you new callers, for those of you new listeners that's tuning in, thank you for joining me on this positive Thursday. I'm super excited about this positive Thursday topic, everyday drama. Come on now. I know many of you can relate to that. Everyday drama. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It goes on and on and on and on. But what is your everyday drama? What is your definition of drama? Not everyday drama plays out in your mind sometimes like a love song. You know, if you have a favorite song that you hear that you just love no matter what, and sometimes it plays over and over and over again in your mind and makes you think about love. Before I move forward with today's Positive Thursday topic, everyone, I want to know, how was your Thanksgiving last Thursday? I know that, you know, a lot of people wasn't able to have that many gatherings, big gatherings like they usually do, family dinners, because of this corona thing. But I know for those of you still find a way to still enjoy yourself, I hope y'all had a good Thanksgiving. And if y'all, and for those of you who don't celebrate the holiday, I hope y'all also had a great day on that Thursday. So anyway, the main topic, getting back to what I was saying, everyday drama. Everyday drama is like I said before, is an everyday thing. Even if you're a person that don't like drama, drama always come find you no matter what. Things come up in life. You may have a family crisis, just say out of nowhere, you know, you're having a good day. Everything's going fine, and out of the blue, you get that phone call of a family member, you know, getting hurt, or just always just something. Like, for example, one of my brothers, he was shot yesterday, in the back yesterday. Somebody was trying to rob him, and, you know, I'm just so grateful that he's going to be okay. And it's like, you know, it's just like no matter what in life, it's always something. But everyday drama, no matter how you look at it, you can be the most positive person in the world. It's always going to be some kind of trauma, drama every day. And my question to each one of you, how can we get through everyday drama? One of the things that we can get through everyday drama, depending on each situation, I know it's different for everyone. The first thing is to pray. Prayer changes everything. Number two, if it's not your drama, or it don't have nothing to do with you and your family, leave it alone. I know for those of you that's into reality shows and stuff like that, I know they have a lot of drama in it with fighting and all that other stuff. And for those you like to tune in and watch stuff like that every day, I mean, if that's your thing, that's cool too. But everyday drama in life is always something that plays out that can affect each one of us in so many different ways. It can give us depression, anxiety. You may feel anxious every day. Everyday drama just come out of nowhere, like a storm. You know how if it like rains outside and then all of a sudden you start to hear all this thundering and it gets really bad, and it just, that's how drama comes in our life, especially when it's something traumatic that happens in our family. What I just mentioned to y'all about my brother that got shot in the back, and when family crisis, you know, comes up, it can be really difficult to deal with. And number two, and also I want also to talk about is everyday drama in our mind. Some people's minds may shift into so many different ways, thinking about things that they have no control over. And I don't know, for those of you listeners, y'all ever heard of Joyce Meyer? She is a preacher. Well, actually, she's on TV, and she's an author, she's a minister, and she has this book out called Battlefield of the Mind. And the Battlefield of the Mind, what it's talk about is how our mind sometimes is consumed of a lot of anxiety, depression, and all negative things, and past hurts, and how it can affect us on a daily basis. And they have, like, you know, inspirational tools, like Christian tools, inspirational tools to help you to renew your mind. And for those of you listening that struggles in your mind, have everyday drama that goes on in your mind. Like, say, for example, right, you're getting up in the morning and, you know, out of nowhere, you just feel anxious and you may feel depressed, you know, and it's something that's been going on for a long time, or just out of a boot, it just happens. You know, what do you do when it happens? You know, and it can happen to each one of us. I know that I have experienced that for years, for a long time. Like out of the blue, like I'm a positive person, but out of the blue, sometimes, you know, I feel like my mind be racing and, you know, be thinking about, you know, thinking about all kinds of crazy stuff, things that happened, you know, in my past and, you know, so forth. But everyday drama is a real thing, especially how it can play out in each of our minds. And also, to help to fight that everyday drama when it's coming up in our minds, as far as like battling our minds, one of the things that we can do is, like I said, pray. The second thing is to think and say, you know, stop and say, you know what? Why is this coming up? Why is my mind racing with all these crazy thoughts? And also you can do is, it could be like something like that happened in the past, and you can reflect back on it and say, okay, this happened then, and acknowledge that situation that may be coming up. Because sometimes past trauma comes up in people's minds, whether it's like something that happened in your childhood or maybe like a relationship may, you know, broke up with your significant other. And it can really affect our minds in so many different ways. And it can happen every day if we don't let that situation go. And also I want to say is everyday drama plays out in many ways that can destroy people, not only just their mind, but their body. It can destroy their health. You can get ulcers Let me slow down. Because I know I keep like kind of like being off a little bit. But I want to be transparent with each one of you. And I want to talk to each one of you like y'all my friends. But as I was saying, drama in life, everyone. Everyday drama in life. I'm going to make y'all laugh. This is so funny. Just imagine if you were at work, right? But let me tell y'all something funny. Okay, everyday drama for me is when I'm at work, right? Because I'm always on my feet. I work in the hospital part-time sometimes. I work in the hospital as well, too, sometimes, you know, besides doing this work. So anyway, to make a long story short, my everyday drama is this. Sometimes when I eat the wrong foods, I get real gassy and stuff like that. So I don't want to, like, pass gas in front of any of the patients or any of my coworkers. So sometimes what I do is, like, I'll get up as I'm pushing, like, the cart because I clean sometimes, too. So I'll be pushing the cart down the hallway in the hospital, I'll be letting all the gas out. And then on top of that, when I let all the gas out, it felt like, you know how like when somebody driving the car and like when the smoke come out the muffler, that's how it feels. And I relieve myself and let all the gas out. That never happened to y'all before. I know it has. Come on now. Y'all be hold, like if y'all eat something y'all not supposed to eat, and then all of a sudden you just let it all out and it feel like smoke just came out your behind. That is too funny. But everyday drama is something. It can be something else. It can be a fight. It's like, it could be like you fighting for your life every day. Not only are you fighting for your life every day with the everyday drama of life, but you fighting for your family. You fighting for your purpose. You fighting for your well-being. You fighting to keep your faith. You fighting to push forward into the things that you know that God wants you to do. And you fighting also the everyday drama to not to give up, period. So for those of you, I want to encourage each one of you. For those of you listeners that's tuning in today, I want to encourage you. You know, if you have a goal or something that you've been working towards, or you just trying to just be a better person, do not give up. Do not give in to the drama. Keep pushing forward and understanding that you're not alone, and understanding your why and your purpose. And life has its ups and downs, but it's how you look at certain situations. That's how you grow as a person. Everyday drama can be seen in different forms. It can be seen in a negative way. It can be seen in a funny way. It can be seen in a life lesson. I mean, it can be seen in so many different ways. Everyday drama can be about relationships that didn't work out. Whether it was a love relationship, a friendship, people who betrayed our trust. Just us being critical of ourselves can be an everyday drama. Do you know that sometimes we can be our worst critic? And let me tell y'all this, everyone. I used to be my worst critic. I mean, all the time, like a perfectionist. Especially, like, for example, I'm going to tell you this. So, anyway, I lost over 60 pounds. Back in 2017, I know y'all probably shared this story with many of you listeners. But for those of you listeners that haven't heard my story about my weight loss, I'm going to share it with y'all briefly. So, back in 2017, I was at a lower point in my life. I was weighing 224 pounds. And during that time, I was going through a lot of difficult issues in my life. And I got into a breaking point in my life. I got tired of all the drama that was going on in my life. And I got tired of my weight. And I got tired of issues that I was dealing with. So I decided to fight back. And what I did was I got a trainer to help me at the gym twice a week. Went to Weight Watchers once a week for the Weight Watchers meeting every Saturday. And then I did that for over a whole year and wound up losing 60 pounds. And here today in 2020, I weighed 160. And during that drama that was going on in my life, I learned so much about myself, about how strong I am, how sometimes in life things happen to strengthen us. And I know we all have been through a lot. So everyday drama in our lives, It toughens us. It strengthens us. And it can be a battle every day trying to go through life every day, especially if you're trying to change for the better and trying to make adjustments in your life. As a year is winding down, we only have like less than 4 weeks for this year to be over with. I know that many of you have goals that y'all have been working on. And I know it's been a fight, and it's been like a things going at you all kinds of different ways. But it is a part of life, and I know it's not easy. But just think for a second, how far have you come? Think for a second how far God has brought you from. And think about all the things, all the drama that was doing that was thrown at you, that you thought you wasn't going to get to, whether it was people talking about you that didn't know you, people coming against you. I mean, just heartache, financial losses, and think about all them different everyday dramas. Think about it. Think about it for 1 second. All them different everyday dramas that happen in your life. Then you get through it, some of them things, think about that. And then during those different dramas that was happening in your life, as you reflect and think about it, did it make you feel like a better person? More stronger within, and you learn from that everyday drama that was affecting you. And that's what life is about. Life is about learning from different dramas that occur in our life. And that's how I see it now, more so. And I know that some of you listeners can also agree with me as well, too. Everyday drama in life can be a fight like you in a boxing ring. You fighting at D, you fighting at R, you fighting at A, you fighting at M, you fighting at A. Drama, 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 drama. When you think about drama, when you say the word drama, people think more like drama in a movie, or drama on the streets, or drama just in general, in a negative way. But drama can be looked, everyday drama every day can be looked at in a positive way. No matter how hard it is. But it depends on how you see things. I know different people have different viewpoints on different things in life. And that's understandable because we all different. You know, we all come from different backgrounds, different views. And that's what makes this world so beautiful, because we are different. Absolutely we are. And this is it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Going to a brief commercial break, everyone. When I get back, I'm going to finish up our topic, everyday drama.
Something don't feel right because it ain't right, especially coming up after midnight. I smell your secrets, and I'm not too perfect to ever feel this worthless. How did it come down to this? Scrolling through your call list. I don't wanna lose my pride, but I'ma f*** me up. Know that I kept it sexy, and know I kept it fun. There's something that I'm missing, maybe my head for once. What's worst? Looking jealous or crazy? Jealous or crazy? Or like being walked all over lately? Walked all over lately? I'd rather be crazy. Oh, like they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you.
This commercial break is brought to you by Zuri Flower Healthy Food on the Go. Check out Zuri Flower Healthy Food on the Go every Wednesday on Zuri Flower YouTube page, everyone. I am black, y'all. Yes, I am. That was a fast commercial break, wasn't it? OMG. OMG. And as I was sitting and relaxing, well, wasn't relaxing anyway, as I was sitting thinking about a couple of things about this topic today, everyday drama, I was thinking about, you know how sometimes when you be reflecting and you just be thinking about all kinds of silly, crazy stuff you probably have done during the time, especially if it was like a lot of drama going on in a relationship and stuff like that. You ever thought about that? Like when you was like in a relationship with somebody and it didn't work out and you thought about something crazy you did, whether it was breaking out their car window or calling a person and cussing them out and saying all kinds of crazy stuff. That's what I was thinking about when I was preparing for this topic, everyday drama. I was thinking about all of my exes that I broke up with. Well, supposed to have been exes. Because a lot of them was dogs anyway. But anyway, I was thinking about all this crazy, silly stuff that I said to them and dumb other silly stuff that I did that was so silly. Y'all ever done that before? Y'all just sit and you out of nowhere, you just think about all the silly, crazy stuff you done that was like drama, 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 and you just bust out laughing. I said that. Oh my gosh, I said that. I'm glad I did. OMG, I know I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only one. But I know it happens to each one of us every day. And you know how a situation like you may have done something really crazy and silly and you like, dang, I did that. And then you was like, and then like you might have felt bad at the moment. You like, I could have did something different to resolve the conflict or whatever that may have been with breaking up with an ex, or if you had cuss somebody out or whatever, and then over something, you think about the situation, you're like, dang, it wasn't that bad, too bad like I thought it was, and then you just start laughing. I remember that happened to me when I broke up with one of my exes about 3 years ago, somebody I was dating, and I thought it was the love of my life, and it was nothing but a fraud because it was lust, and the relationship wasn't what I thought it was. So anyway, it was a lot of drama with that played out in that situation I was in, and I did get hurt during that situation as far as like me putting my feelings out there, and then after I realized that person wasn't for me, And I got a chance to reflect about the situation after I got over, even though I was hurt a little bit. I'm going to be honest with y'all. And then after I got through that situation, not only did I learn from that situation, and I was cracking up about it. You know, I was cracking up about it. I was like, oh my gosh, I was going out with a little monster. Herman the Monster. Remember the Frankenstein? Was it Frankenstein? That show that used to come on or whatever. You know how you date somebody from the past, or you had a friend that you was crazy about, and then when you think about it, and then you might see them like years later and you look at it, you're like, oh my gosh, I was dating that person. and your feelings was all hard up for them, and you thought you loved them, but that's a whole nother story. But that was a crazy, crazy drama for me. That drama went on every day for me for over a year, and it took a big part of my life. I lost myself. I lost my, I lost who I was. I lost my faith. And I'm so glad that I went through that, because it made me the woman I am today. One of the situations like that I had to go through that drama, you know, with that relationship, it made me the woman I am today. So as I continue to move forward, and this is what I want to say to each one of you, everyday drama can be full of many ups and downs, whether it's positive and negative, crisis and things that happen to our family or even to ourselves. But the most important thing is this: trusting in God and having faith and believing that no matter what drama come your way, any drama that you have to face every day, whether it's gossip, self-doubt, or whatever that may be, you can get through with it. You can get through it no matter what. Think about all the things that you went through that you overcame. You can do it and you can get through it. I want to encourage y'all and tell y'all that I am so happy that y'all joined me on this Positive Thursday. For those of you that have been tuning in with me every Thursday, I appreciate that. And for you new listeners, thank you for joining me. And I'm looking forward for y'all to joining me each and every Thursday. God bless y'all. Stay safe. And I'm happy that this Positive Thursday have inspired each one of you. Please share this podcast with others because there is powers in the numbers. Subscribe to my YouTube page, Zuri Flower YouTube page, and also follow me on Instagram, Zuri Flower 8 Instagram, and I'm on Twitter, at Zuri Flower Twitter. And I would love to hear your feedback from this podcast. I would love to hear your feedback from this podcast. What is y'all everyday drama, or what kind of everyday drama that y'all was fighting within yourself, that y'all had a hard time overcoming? Let me know, even if y'all going through an everyday drama that's going on now that you're trying to get through, let me know. Send me a message on this podcast. I would love to hear it. And stay safe, y'all. God bless y'all. And I'll talk to y'all on the next Positive Thursday. Have a good one, y'all. Stay safe. And smile. Smile, smile. Don't be so serious. Drama, drama. Before I let go. Before